And now Grassroots Marketing takes our microphones across the pond to the United Kingdom. And we're here talking to a gentleman whose entrepreneurial spirit led him to establish the Herb Convention Limited, recognizing the growing demand and necessity for quality portable vaporizers and other cannabis-related products, embracing the opportunity to create Nectar, a brand that embodies the principles of product quality, wellness, and exemplary service. I'm here with right now, Mario Gabriel. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you very much. Just appreciate the opportunity and looking forward to it.
You are director of Nectar Medical Vapes. Yes. And I want to just ask, first of all, with Nectar, you have a patent-pending innovation with the technology for optimizing dry herb vaping. Real quickly, what can you tell me what it is about the process? I mean, is dry herb vaping as a proprietary format? Is it something that's just been you don't see a lot of products are being done in that fashion? What's the difference?
So dry herb vaping has been around for quite a while. It's probably been a while around in America a lot longer than it has been in the UK, but we've had it very much since, I'd say, 2015 onwards. I think we probably had the first vaporizers landing. The technology we've, I guess, implemented in the devices isn't necessarily anything new. We have we've got a patent for combining the two heating mechanisms you find in dry herb vaporizers, which are the conduction, convection. We've managed to find the perfect balance between the two and also incorporate a sensor within our device, which registers the customer or anybody using the device. It registers their draw on the device and intensifies the power of the convection side of the mechanism. That's essentially what our patent is.
But and there's a lot of talk that really people are looking to go and look at the option of a dry herb vaporizer because how it gives you a smoother hit and feels gentle on your lungs and your airways. And that's the idea of that. So as opposed to others where, you know, so you have where the herbs are heated in an oven-like heating chamber for those we spoke, and many quality vaporizers are made from types of metal would be aluminum, titanium, or stainless steel. So what can you tell me about the makeup of the vaporizers that Nectar is?
Yeah, so we always use premium materials. We always avoid all plastics. That's our number one policy, is zero plastics in all of our devices. We have aluminium zinc alloys on most of the shells of our devices. We have this isn't necessarily a material, but a way of building the devices is a isolated airflow path. So I mean, most of the devices you kind of see and have access to, particularly in the UK, and I've been researching the ones in the US as well, it's kind of similar. They tend to be cheaper devices, and that's for a specific reason, right? As soon as you kind of want to make the transition between smoking the conventional way, which will be, you know, in papers and igniting, combusting a spliff as such, and you want to make the transition to a vaporizer, the first thing people think, and I've spoken to tons of customers, is, right, we want to make this transition. We're already spending X amount. We now don't want to go ahead and spend a whole bunch of money on a new device that we don't know is for us. So for them, regardless of whether they're spending $20 or $200, in the customer's mind, a vaporizer is a vaporizer, and they will decide whether they like vaping through just buying the cheapest model. But that people neglect the fact that a cheaper model won't necessarily be built to any types of regulations. They won't be necessarily healthier for you. When I first discovered this market and I first started selling products which weren't our own, I very, very quickly found that the product quality was just not up to scratch. You know, I was getting reports of plastic smells, tastes, all sorts of dodgy stuff you don't necessarily want to be involved with when you're trying to give up something for health reasons and then take something else on. You don't want to be breathing in plastics. Right. That was so paramount in the industry at the time. And it still is. I mean, you know, if I go onto Amazon now, you can see that the top few, and I know in the US, you can't sell vaporizers on Amazon, but in the UK and the EU marketplaces, you see the top 10, they're always kind of sub 20, 30, 40 pounds or dollars. And it's those kind of devices we try and steer away from. So when we started, the idea was to design a premium vaporizer or premium vaporizers at affordable prices. That's essentially, that was our mission. It was to and by premium, people have different, loads of people have loads of different definitions of premium. For right. us, it's a device that you can use that will not hinder your health. It allows you to benefit, utilize the medicinal properties of cannabis without causing any other damage to you.
And it's interesting where when I'm looking at the website, nectarmedicalvapes.com, I look at the four vaporizers you have available where there's the basic, there's the Hex, the Platinum, the V2, and the Gold. Mm. And one of the things I also know is some of the designs where in the Nectar Platinum that you have and the Hex, you have a foldable place where you go ahead and put your mouth to go ahead and consume, and it's just a foldable, retractable kind of feel. Where I feel when I look with the V2 or the Gold, I see more of the V2. It's also that more the traditional, where it's just the little pipe that goes, and it just, you know, just it's there and it's open, and the construction design very sleek, black, very durable. As always heard about with a lot of vaporizers. We always want to make a recommendation that you want to go and find something that's much more quality. Disposables, obviously, people are feeling that's such an easy way to go, but for the quality that you're getting in terms of what you're getting into the device and making sure that the device is good enough that's going to actually give you a good pull where it's not going to hurt your lungs. It's one of those things where I think people don't really take that into consideration enough and put the investment into it. So what is it about Nectar when you see these and your products about creating that experience where it is not only safe and harm, you know, and doesn't offer harm when you're using it as a consumer, it's also the same when it comes to for those because of the environmental impact for the fact that the smoke that comes out, it's not as so potent, it's not so pollutant.
I mean, before we jump on to
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The kind of features of our devices, particularly the latest one, which we've just released, the Nectar Hex, I think it'll be good to briefly explain how we made or how we developed the device, just to help viewers understand what we did and why we did it. So over the past 5 years, we started in 2017, mid 2017, 6 years now. We've built up quite a loyal customer base. Almost it has like a community sense to it. It's paid off massively in the sense of building up these relationships. So when we had the idea of building the Nectar Hex, we worked with over 200 customers to develop the device. This is the community I'm referring to. We ran workshops in the office. We sent out questionnaires on WhatsApp. We had over 50 Zoom calls, phone calls. We used every means of communication to gain as much information as we could and help us understand the flaws of devices previously used by our customers, the network. And whilst putting together a wish list of features for, in inverted commas, a dream device, we started implementing these changes on the Hex. And we found most of the comments, most of these, questions and answers were always categorized into three categories. It was performance based, it was user experience, and it was health and safety. We narrowed all of these comments down into those three categories, and we made sure we didn't just focus on one of them. We wanted to kind of cover all of these categories whilst we were designing the device. We didn't want to kind of answer all the queries on performance and kind of use usability and health and safety at the back. At a bare minimum, all of our devices have isolated airflow paths. And that means once you draw from the mouthpiece, the air that's coming into the chamber that contains the cannabis is coming from an outside source, directly from an outside source. So it's as simple as having a tube from the chamber that goes through the device. It's completely isolated to all the electronical parts inside the device, and it comes from the fresh air from your surroundings. It's such a basic thing to add, right? But it costs, you know, a tiny little bit more money, and a lot of companies don't do it, especially the cheap ones. It's almost impossible. It's unfeasible to sell a device for, I would personally say, under £40, just from our experience in manufacturing, for under £40 that would consist of everything you would need to develop a healthy device that would not cause more harm than good. And I'm talking about not using plastics. Plastics is it's a cheap material. Not using paths, airflow paths that comes through the device. All of these things add up to developing, you know, an amazing product, or at least a premium one, which does not cause more harm than good. That's the basic foundation of design for all of our products. Now, a lot of these customers, it was quite helpful to us. They all had the same idea, right? It's funny because when you speak to 200 customers, you think, Core, you're going to have a massive, massive task on your hand. But so many of these comments were coming back, and they was in synergy with other customers. Most of them were. It was essentially, you know, some of them were very vague, like better battery life, and some of them were very specific. We collated all of these comments, and we started knocking them out one by one. We started a chart, and it was right. 50 out of the 200 want better battery life. We'll give that such a weighting. 50 out of the 100 wanted so-and-so. And we basically prioritized the most said comments, and we worked down from top to bottom and implemented these on the Hex. So it has seriously been referred to as, you know, a vape designed by the people. And it's no surprise it has gone down so well, because the customers have designed it. So, you know, if you were to design something and not, you know, not like it, it wouldn't make sense, right? You've designed something with what you would think is your dream device, and it's kind of been implemented, and it has gone down well, unsurprisingly, in quite a cheeky sense. But we've in terms of the technology we've got, specifically the combination of the convection and conduction. Both of these heating mechanisms have their own pros and cons, right? When you have a conduction vaporizer, which is basically any heat source that heats the subject via contact. So in a vaporizer sense, this is a coil, a heated coil that goes around the chamber. Once the herb go into the chamber, they're touching the wall of the chamber, and that's what's heating them up. That's what's vaporizing the crystals on the herbs. A convection vaporizer, on the other hand, will have a heat source underneath the chamber, and once you breathe air through it, the air heats up by going through that convection heater and then hit the herbs, and that's where the hot air comes from. So we've combined both of them. With conduction, you've got a massive, massive benefit of improving heat up time. It cuts the heat up time down to, you know, we've got this to 12 seconds. So you only have to wait 12 seconds. Some of the older devices, you'd have to sit there and wait a minute, maybe 2 minutes. Some of the pure convection ones, you still have to wait a minute or two. And even though that doesn't sound long, if you're on the move, if you're at home, you're in a hurry, or you're just impatient, you might be like me. I have ADHD, and I can't wait for, I struggle to wait for things. So with conduction, you have faster heat up times. With convection, you have better flavors. You have a less chance of combusting the herbs, which is, you know, the whole point of buying a vaporizer is to avoid combustion. So once you combine those two together and find the perfect balance, which ours was 60-40, it was 60 conduction, 40 convection, you really start delving into new realms for dry herb vaporizers. You can really start playing with different flavor profiles and features of the product. So that was the real techie bit of what we've done with the Nectar Hex. But there's a whole bunch of features that we've added into it. So there's a magnetic multi-use tool that attaches to the bottom of the device. It pulls out the device that helps customers or users take out the herbs without, you know, burning a finger or having to quickly rush around the house to find a toothpick or anything like that. We've designed, again, one of the biggest comments we had from all these customers was cleanability.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've used many vaporizers before, but almost every single vaporizer will produce this gunky resin, which is essentially crystallized cannabis. It is rosin, as you would press rosin in a rosin press. It can be reused in that sense, but it becomes a real pain for vaporizers because it's sticky. It can, you know, bacteria can stick to it. It's not probably.
Now you're bringing up the call to action. Let's go and talk about that, because of the fact that through the website, again, nectarmedicalvapes.com, you actually have a club called the Nectar Club, which allows you to really do the best to help to continue to maintain and to keep the best out of those vaporizers. So you have several plans that go into place offering free cleaning kits. And also you get discounts on products the site wide, and also filter kits you also provide regularly. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about that real quickly. And finally, just let us know about what people can do to go ahead and get their hands, if people in the United States or where people can go ahead and get Nectar dry herbal vaporizers shipped.
Yeah, so you've been referring to nectarmedicalvapes.com. We have a US site. It's the exact same site with /US in front of at the back end. So it's nectarmedicalvapes.com/US. We ship to the US. US customers have access to Nectar Club. So for those that don't know, Nectar Club is a subscription model we've designed with the idea of paying for itself by giving away a value of products that cost double the amount of the subscription does. So just to give you an example, we have our most premium, in other words, expensive plan is the Guru plan. It costs $18.99 per month. And with the Guru plan, you get a personalized discount voucher, which is 15% off site-wide for life, or as long as you're on the plan. You get 6 free filter kits, 6 cleaning kits. But the real benefit of this plan is once every year, you get a free refurbished vaporizer. Whatever your vaporizer is, you get a free refurbished version of that. And that is because they do tend to get quite gunky. Customers, you know, particularly the lazier ones like myself, can't be asked to clean them as regularly. So you get this buildup. And even if you do clean them, you know, once a month, once every 2 or 3 months, the device still tends to deteriorate, especially if you're knocking it around and being careless with it. That's why we do that. And at the end of the 2 years, if you signed up for 2 years, you get a free upgraded vaporizer, meaning if you've bought a gold, we'll upgrade you to the platinum free of charge just for being on the subscription plan. And if you're if you've had a platinum, then we'll upgrade you to the Hex. And the Hex costs, you know, it's $220 device. So you really do end up getting your money's worth with
an. And the best part is for the pricing you're asking for on the monthly end. Also, if you pay annually, it's even considerably less for the top end, which is $20 a month, the Guru, where you get 6 cleaning kits, you get 6 filter kits, and you get a refurbishment. And then it's also basically anytime if there's any kind of accidental breakage, you get insurance on it and you get replaced the next day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we started this because
the thing is, any disposable vapes we get here in America, I mean, you could think it's like $30, $40, $50 a pop. And then those, you know, some of those people are actually just changing them out every month. Mm-hmm. This right here, you're always making sure you have that one good top quality vape. And then on top of that, cleaning kits, filter kits. And if anything happens, you can always get a brand new one. And that's that's the deal there is. For anybody that's going to put their money into it, you're getting the quality. You're not going to the disposable that's going to just break or it's going to go bad. And you always have to change it. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to just have it where you're not worried about finding a device. You want to be able to have whatever flower, whatever you're going to use to put into the device, which is more important. So you get that, you're set.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, this was, I mean, our priorities as a company are community, product quality, and service. Not necessarily in that order, right? Mm-hmm. Customers, before we had the Nectar Club subscription, would, I guess, sometimes be let down by the fact of an accidental breakage. Someone might drop their device. And to be honest, we used to actually warrant these quite regularly, but it became quite relatively inefficient. So we thought, all right, what can we do? Let's design a program where we offer a lifetime warranty, you know, and even though we probably are losing out on Nectar Club, it's still worth it for the customers and for ourselves, for just to make sure that there are kind of no issues, nothing to worry about. There's nothing better than having security after spending that much money on a device. You know, we wouldn't want anyone to spend $200 or $100 on a device and have no options to ensuring that device lasts them a lifetime, which is, you know, quite rare in today's market.
Very true. We're going to leave it there. Director of Nectar Medical Vapes, Mario Gabriel, has been with us here on Grassroots Marketing. Again, the website again is nectarmedicalvapes.com. Mario, thanks for being on. Really appreciate
it. Thank you very much. Go ahead. Cheers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.